Don't worry if the person next to you sees you laughing in your car. Just tell them you're listening to the Anna and Raven Show.
Have you ever forged your parents' signature?
Oh, yeah. I mean, back in the day. I feel like I would still have a pretty good grasp on what it looks like, to tell you the truth.
Me too. I could do my mom's signature like it's nothing. And you want to know how I know that?
Why?
Because I did it yesterday. It's right after dinner, and then the doorbell rings.
God, I can't stand solicitors.
She's working on a grassroots initiative for environmental good.
You don't even recycle half the time.
Yes, I do sometimes. Most of the time. Like 99.9% of the time. I close the door, and I think about young Anna, who would have had that same drive, go-getter attitude.
Tell me you chased her out.
I chased her. I want a sign. So she goes, she comes, she's so excited.
Right?
So I sign, and then I feel bad that I sent her away. I go,
that you only gave her one?
Yeah, I'm going to sign for my mom, too.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you're the group of teenagers that stole 6 baby goats.
Come on.
That's all I need to know about you.
One of the teens had posted a picture of himself with one of the goats. And right. I think that's pretty much how we caught him.
People are into goats, man. I mean, we had goats in here.
We love goats.
Right? There would be more goat content on this show.
But we got in trouble because the goats, we didn't know that we had to put tarps down in the studio.
I mean, goats just go to the bathroom constantly.
All the time.
First thing you hear after making your bed, the Anna and Raven Show.
What was your 15 minutes of fame?
Yeah, I was on the Maury Show maybe 7-8 years ago, but I kept yelling at the guy on stage, "You're a dirty dog."
Which, that guy is necessary. You've got to have that guy at Maury.
Bigger question, were you the father?
No, he wasn't the father,
but was the guy the father? Oh, all right.
He had no respect for the women up there.
He was definitely the father. Spoiler alert.
The Anna and Raven Show.
They're so funny, but I love the couple's court. First thing in the morning.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what they're arguing about, and then you decide who's right. Fred and Tanya. Tanya, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband, he doesn't believe in, like, paying kids to do chores, make your bed, take the dog out and stuff like that. But I don't see what the big deal is. If they make the bed, I'll give them $2. Take out the trash, they get another like $2. You work and then you get paid.
Man, that sounds like going broke.
Fred, what do you think about this?
I think that there are certain things that they should be doing just because they're supposed to do them, because that's how the world works.
I'll tell you how he rewards them, man. He knocks out that rent. You like them lights, kids? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't beat Raven.
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Melissa.
Here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ellen guest starred as Sister Louise on what TV series remake that starred Deborah Messing?
Will and Grace, of course. Come on.
Hi, it's Melissa, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, Melissa, that was as close as you could possibly get.
She sounds a little defeated. I almost feel bad.
Oh, God. I wanted
but then
to
again,
get
I
her.
Don't, because more money goes in the pot.
Tomorrow morning, jackpot up to $700. Oh, that was close.
5 for 5, yo.
The Anna and Raven Show.
They are hysterical. I love waking up to them and having something to laugh about in the morning.